is so much like to anyone who doesn't know the difference, the different dances and what they mean, that you get kind of bored with it. And this pageant, they'll have enough dancing in it that you see the real dancing. But you know, those folk who dance for, and they're judged on placings on it, you know, they do that over there. They usually start on Monday and have Monday night the pageant, then Tuesday night is dancing. And by the end of the week, but somehow this time they carried it on till last night. But they had the pageant again last night, I understood, and not dancing, because they had the scores and who won. And on Saturday night, so Friday night was the last night of the contest and the dancing. But they really get excited about that, the Indians do, and a lot of the white people do, but I don't understand it well enough to know just what it all means.
Don't know if
they're
dancing to the sun or the wind or what?
No, and I wouldn't be able to know whether they were expert at it or not. You enjoy watching them for a time, but when you have a whole evening of that, it grows kind of monotonous, because there isn't, to a person who isn't trained to know about it, there isn't enough difference between each dance to, it's just kind of a repetition of the same thing to us, of course. But now that you hear that, they just break into tumultuous applause at some of the things they do in the dancing, you know, some certain one dancing, because they just really know that he has done some thing that is very hard to do and everything.
Makes you wonder what it was.
And another thing, I suppose they still do that. I haven't been over there, but in this pageant, there is one of the Indian maidens stands out there. Of course, there's a lot of those Indians that do not speak English. And the narrator who gives the story of the pageant as they go along, and this girl does it in sign language out there. I get so enthused watching her that I forget to look at the pageant and see what's going on, what she's talking about, because she does it all with her hands and the expression of her face, and that is really worthwhile seeing that.
Well, next year.
Well, I want to go back one year and go to the night performance. I have never been in their amphitheater over there. They have their afternoon meetings in the grandstand of the Caddo County fairgrounds. And that is games and horse racing, and they have some dancing in the afternoons. Did you ever see them play stickball, the Indians?
No. I've seen some of those sticks, and I had a man tell me about a game he had with some Mississippi Indians.
It's really, I don't see how they ever get the ball, how they ever throw it, how they ever catch it, but they do. And
according to him, I don't see how they ever live through it.
Well, each of them have two long sticks, you know, they're as long as from here over the wall over there, I guess. And one of them has a net on the end of it, about that big around. And they use both sticks. They catch the ball in that net, see, but they use the other stick to help get it in there. And they rarely ever miss. And then they throw that. They use the right hand, but as I remember, they have their left hand with that thing and this hand to guide the ball in. But I guess when they throw, they change and throw it out of that net. And the fellow on the other side catches it then in his net.
I talked to a man who had a couple of sticks made for him by a Choctaw. He played the game when he was a boy. And they just had two pieces of wood that were warped around like that.
Well,
they were light.
And
they were no more than that wide.